Opening old files in my mind was a delicate process. I wondered what it would take to recall all those filing cabinets lining my brain, which contained the details of my previous life. I knew that I knew all of this stuff. I just had to figure out how to access the information again. It had been over a week since my brain had experienced the severe trauma of the hemorrhage, but the cells in my brain were still not capable of functioning correctly because of the golf ball-sized blood clot. From my perspective, I felt that every present moment was rich with experience and existed in absolute isolation. Once my back was turned, however, I was in a new rich moment, and the details of the past lingered in an image or a feeling, but quickly disappeared. One morning, Gigi decided I was ready to tackle a children's puzzle, so she put the puzzle box into my hands and had me look at the picture on the cover. She then helped me open the box by pulling up the lid and placed a little tray on my lap so I could dump out all the pieces. My fingers were weak and my dexterity poor, so this task would be an excellent challenge. I was very good at monkey see, monkey do. Gigi explained to me that these pieces of the puzzle would fit together to create the whole picture on the box cover. She directed me to turn all of the pieces right side up. I asked her, "What's right side up?" And she took a piece of the puzzle and showed me how to distinguish between the front and back. Once I understood the difference, I spent a little time inspecting every piece of the puzzle, and eventually all 12 pieces of the puzzle were right side up. Wowee! What a sense of accomplishment! Just performing that simple mental and physical task was extremely difficult. And although I felt exhausted to have endured that level of concentration and focus, I was excited and eager to continue. For the next task, Gigi said, "Now, pick out all the pieces that have an edge." I asked, "What's an edge?" Again, she patiently picked up a couple of pieces with an edge and showed me the straight cut. I then proceeded to separate out all the edges, and once again I felt totally accomplished and mentally fatigued. Gigi then said to me, "I want you to take these outsy pieces and hook them together with these insy pieces. Also notice that some of these insy and outsy pieces are different sizes." My right hand was extremely weak, so just holding the pieces and making comparisons took a lot of effort. Mama watched me very closely and realized that I was trying to fit pieces together that obviously did not belong together based upon the image on their front side. In an effort to help me, Gigi noted, "Jill, you can use color as a clue." I thought to myself, color, color. And like a light bulb going off in my head, I could suddenly see color. I thought, oh my goodness, that would certainly make it much easier. I was so worn out that I had to go to sleep. But the next day, I went straight back to the puzzle and put all the pieces together using color as a clue. Every day we rejoiced what I could do that I could not do the day before. It still blows my mind, so to speak, that I could not see color until I was told that color was a tool I could use. Who would have guessed that my left hemisphere needed to be told about color in order for it to register? I found the same to be true for seeing in three dimensions. Gigi had to teach me that I could see things in different planes. She pointed out to me how some objects were closer or farther away, and that some things could be positioned in front of others. I had to be taught that items, which are positioned behind other items, may have some of their parts hidden, and that I could make assumptions about the shapes of things that I could not see in their entirety. By the end of my first week at home, I was ambulating around my apartment pretty well, and was highly motivated to find ways to exercise my body to make it stronger. One of my favorite chores, even before the stroke, was washing dishes. However, in this condition, it proved to be one of my greatest teachers. Balancing myself in front of the sink and handling delicate plates and dangerous knives was pretty challenging in and of itself. But who would guess that organizing a clean dish rack required the ability to calculate? As it turns out, the only neurons in my brain that actually died on the morning of the stroke were the ones capable of understanding mathematics. How ironic it was that my mother had spent her entire life teaching mathematics. I could handle washing dishes, But calculating how to get all those clean dishes to fit in that tiny little rack, well, that totally dumbfounded me. It took almost a year for me to figure it out.